it happens. Because most people find that there is a point in life when things get on top of them.
And has that happened to you?
Well, no, not... I don't know, really. Some things are a bit more stressful than others, but no, not all the time. I think it's one of those things. I happen to be very laid back. I let things roll over me and I don't take any notice. I don't make... if somebody upsets me, sort of thing, I don't carry that on. It's because I just accept it. And, okay, they've got a difference of opinion with me and I shall just leave it at that and say, okay, we'll agree to differ. And I think that's the best way of dealing with things. Because most people do have differences. They see things from a different angle, maybe because they're... some people don't care. Now, I also go out doing charity house-to-house collections. Like last week, I went out doing house-to-house for asthmatic people. I believe you've got to put something into society before you can draw out of it. And there's one thing that I always tell people, that is, when you came into this world, you needed somebody to help you. When you go out, you're going to need somebody to help you. And while you're here, you're certainly going to need somebody else to help you.
How has your life with diabetes changed over the years?
Well, I think it's got easier, if anything, because nowadays the regime isn't as strict as it was. There's more choice of food, which I've already mentioned. You can go and you can buy almost anything that you want. So by selecting the right sort of foods, you can keep reasonably healthy throughout your life. There's no reason why you shouldn't. Not the way I look at it, anyway.
Have you had any complications?
Not really, no. The only thing that I've got now is I've got very slight beginnings of cataracts on my eyes. Now, my mother had that, so whether that is just ageing, which I suspect it is, rather than anything else. And if you keep your blood sugar levels under control, cataracts should not grow fast. But if you have got bad control, then the eye will deteriorate much quicker. So the real answer is to try and keep yourself as near normal as you can for as long as you can, and there's no reason why you shouldn't. I mean, I can still read even quite small print because I'm short-sighted without glasses. So to me, the answer is got to be that just look after yourself, and if you look after yourself, you'll be fine, you know.
Can you describe your daily regime then, which is looking after yourself?
Well, I usually have the same sort of breakfast. I usually have a cereal which is, how can I put it, not a sugary cereal. In the winter, we eat lots of porridge, which, and the reason for that is not only is it cheap, but it's good for you. It keeps your ticker going okay, and it keeps the cholesterol levels lower, which is what you want. So, well, you